to minister the word of the Lord to us. We don't have any classes today except for our nursery. Sister Aaliyah has that. Our teens and our older kids will stay in this morning. Brother Brown, come take your liberty. Preach the word. Tear the roof off this place if you have to, my friend.
Praise the Lord, everybody. Song they were just singing, saying, what a God, what a God. We don't understand how great our God is. We just can't fathom how good God is. So many times our soul could have been lost, but it's because of His goodness, His grace, and His mercy that we're still here. I don't know about you, but I could have been dead a long time ago. But the song was said, what a God, what a God. Even though I wasn't always what I should be, but I can say what the song said, what a God, what a God. That He would look past my faults. He will look past all my iniquity. He will look past all my sins. And He saw that I had a need for Him. Ain't no other man that would do that. Ain't no other woman that would do that. That's why I can say what the song said. What a God. What a God. Father, in your name, Jesus, bless this house, Lord. Bless this word, Lord. Bless the word that go out, Lord. Bless the hearers of the word, Lord. Bless the speaker of the word, Lord. But most importantly, Lord, bless the doers of the word of God, Lord. Just help us, Lord, in this day and in this house. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen. Amen. I just have some scriptures to read in your hearing. Amen. And I know that this is Father's Day. We thank God for Father's Day. Amen. As we thank God for Mother's Day. But we ought to thank God for every day. Because we could not be here. Not just on Father's Day, not just on Mother's Day, not just on birthdays, but every day is a day that the Lord has made. Let us be glad and rejoice in that day. Glory be to God. Amen. We do thank God for the brothers. Sorry, I forgot your names, but I love them brothers. I love the energy that they have, and the sister, beautiful voice. Amen. They thank God for them being here. Let's give them a hand clap. Amen. For the wonderful work. Amen. Glory be to God. Thank God for y'all coming and blessing us and being with us on today, man. Do thank God for all our visits. Thank God for sister. Brother Knows mother. I was told last that not Knows. Brother Pastor Knows mother, amen. Thank God for her being here. Thank God for these two sisters right here being here, amen. Thank God for even though they're not visitors. Brother messed up names, amen. But that's all right. You know I know y'all. You know I know y'all. Amen. Thank God for my son being in the back. Amen. Amen. God is truly, truly a good God. Amen. Amen. I'm going to try not to bore your patience. Amen. The first set of scriptures, go with me, if you will, to Luke, the 15th chapter. While you're standing, we'll read this or I read this. Amen. Luke, the 15th chapter. Amen. And I will start at the 17th verse. Amen. Familiar passage of scriptures this is. Amen. And it says, and when he came to himself, he said, how many hired servants of my father's have bread enough and to spare, and I perish with hunger? I will arise and go to my father, and will say unto him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and before thee, and am no more worthy to be called thy son. Make me as one of thy hired servants. And he arose and came to his father. But when he was yet a great way off, his father saw him and had compassion and ran and fell on his neck and kissed him. And the son said unto him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and in thy sight, and am no more worthy to be called thy son. But the father said to his servants, bring forth the best robe, the best, and put it on him, and put a ring on his hand and shoes on his feet, and bring hither the fatted calf and kill it, and let us eat and be merry. For this my son was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found. And they began to be merry. Amen. I just have a message that came to me for myself, but I believe it's to someone else. And again, I know this is Father's Day. Amen. My message just says, or the title, it says, it's good to have a good father, but it's better to have a savior. Tell somebody, say, it's good to have a good father, but it's better to have a savior. A father might be okay, but it's good to have a good father, but it's better to have a savior. Amen. You can have your seats. Amen. God is truly good. Amen. Fathers in this time are a lot of time judged on how they take care of their family. Amen. How they do for their kids, how they provide for the household. And in the world's term, that's a good father. Amen, somebody. In the world terms, that's a good father. Amen. How he provide, how he do this, how he do that, how he go to ball games, how he be there, how he train and nurture. That's a good father, amen. But that's down here a good father, amen. But if you are a father and you're a good father, you're doing a great thing. But if you are a father and you're saved, you're doing an even better thing. Amen, somebody. This world have a lot of definitions of a father, and so do we, amen. But how many of you know the devil is also a father? Amen, somebody. We don't want to look at it like that, but the devil also is a father, and the devil has children. Amen, somebody. We got to be careful that we're not one of his children. We'll go real quick to John, the 8th chapter and the 44th verse, if you don't believe what I'm saying. John 8 and 44 says, read for me.
Ye are of your father the devil,
mm-hmm.
and the lust of your father ye will do.
Wait a minute. If we're not careful, we'll become the servants of the devil.
That's right.
Some said, no, I don't sin every day. Oh, glory be to God. Some said, I don't spit on and kill my neighbor. Amen. But that don't mean that you don't do the works of the devil. Glory be to God. All I have to not do is not to love my neighbor. Oh, glory be to God. Amen. Don't get quiet on me. Read for me.
He was a murderer from the beginning.
From the beginning. And in a few minutes we're going to talk about there are a couple of beginnings. But the scripture says with the devil from the beginning he was a murderer.
That's right.
He had no good intentions. Amen. From the beginning he didn't think about Sister Amy, you and me. Amen. He only thought about how he can destroy us. Amen. The Bible said the devil come to kill, steal, and to destroy.
That's right.
But God come that he might give us life and he might give it to us more abundantly. Amen.
Right.
Oh, glory be to God. Read for me.
And abode not in the truth,
mm-hmm.
because there is no truth in
Wait
him.
Wait a minute. You telling me the devil don't got no truth in him?
Right.
Oh, glory be to God. I don't want none of us thinking that we can be friends with the devil. Amen. And that he's going to tell us what's right. Amen. The scripture says that he don't have no truth in him. Amen. Glory be to God. Read.
And when he speaketh a lie, he speaketh of his own.
How many of you know that the devil, he is a liar?
That's right.
Can you say he's a liar?
He's a liar.
Can you say the devil, he's a liar?
The devil is a liar.
The devil is a liar. Amen.
That's right.
When he say that you can't be what God has called you to be, then you got to call him, you a liar. Amen.
That's right.
When he say that I can't live right, you got to tell the devil, you a liar. Amen. When he say that I can't love my neighbor, you got to say, you a liar, amen.
Right.
Oh, glory be to God. Glory be to God, amen. Read for me.
For he is a liar
and
the father of it.
Stop right there. That's good enough of that. See, the devil, he's a liar and he's the father of it. I told you the devil is also a father. We got to make sure that we don't serve that father, amen. Oh, glory be to God. Amen. We got to make sure that we don't serve the works of the devil. Amen. The Bible speaks that when Jesus was talking to the Pharisees and scribes, he told them that you are of your father, the devil, and the works of the father you will do. Amen. Oh, glory be to God. Glory be to God. Amen. But it's, now we have talked about two types of fathers. Amen. We have talked about a father in this natural life in our bodies. We have talked about the devil also being a father, but now let's talk about the father of fathers, amen. Oh, glory be to God. Now we're going to go back. Remember I said there's a few beginnings, amen. The scripture told us that the devil, he was a murderer from the beginning, amen. Now let's talk about another beginning, amen. Go with us to Genesis, the first chapter, amen. First chapter, the first verse, amen. We're going to jump around a little bit, amen. Oh, glory be to God. Ain't he good, amen. Genesis, the first chapter, first verse. You can read.
In the beginning,
God
created the heaven
and
the
earth. Wait a minute. Now we're talking about another beginning, amen. The Bible says, in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. Read for me.
And the earth was without form and void.
Yes.
And darkness was upon the face of the deep.
See, even though there was darkness, the earth didn't have any form, there still was a deep.
Right.
Oh, come on, somebody.
Right.
The darkness ruled what we call this world, amen.
Right.
The Bible says in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. Read for me.
And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters.
There was still, in the beginning, a Spirit of God. Amen. Read for me.
And God said, let there be light.
Mm-hmm.
And there was light.
Yes.
And God saw the light, that it was good.
Even from the beginning, it was good to have light. Even from the beginning, it was good to have the light separated from the darkness, amen. So in this present world, amen, we can't walk around with people in the dark. Oh, come on, somebody. We can't walk around with people that is that the devil is their father, amen. The Bible said we got to put a difference between clean and unclean, amen. We got to put a difference between holy and unholy. Amen. Oh, glory be to God. Even then, the scripture said in the beginning, God created light. And he saw that the light was good. Amen, somebody. Read for me.
And God divided the light from the darkness.
Mm-hmm.
And God called the light day, and the darkness he called night.
Mm-hmm.
And in the evening and in the morning were the first day.
That's good right there. I'm just trying to set a foundation. The evening and the morning. That's a little different than how we think about a day. We think about a day as a morning, then night. That complete the first day. But that scripture said the evening and the morning. That was the first day. And I ain't going to try to mess you up too much. I ain't going to try to mess you up too much. Go back with me to John. Amen. St. John. St. John. Try to let you get home to get your grub on, so to speak. But I just want to share some things with you. Amen. Lay a foundation, because people have the wrong understanding about some things. Amen. And the Bible says, with all thy getting, get understanding. Amen. John, the first chapter, the first verse.
In the beginning was the Word.
Stop right there. I said there's multiple beginnings. Now, in this John, the first chapter, it says, in the beginning was the Word. Now, in Genesis, it says, in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. Amen, somebody. Are you following me in the scripture? Amen. I don't want you to think I'm lying to you. Amen. But it's right there on the screen. If you do even better, you can have your own Bible with you. Just so you can make sure that Brother Duran ain't putting some anything up there.
That's right.
And I love Brother Duran. Amen, somebody. But the Bible says, in the beginning was the Word. Read.
And the Word was with God.
Uh-huh.
And the Word was God.
Wait a minute. From the beginning, in the beginning was the Word. And the Word was with God. Sister Harper, what did that third part say? And the Word was God. A lot of people don't want to believe that this Word is God. But we see in the scripture, the Bible says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Now, I have to refer to my educator over here. Amen, somebody. Now, those seem like simple words with a simple meaning and simple understanding. Sister Amy, I don't know how grade level you have to be, but that seems like that's a very low grade level to understand this. Amen, somebody.
Amen.
It says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Are we in agreement that this is God?
That's right.
Amen. Are we in agreement that this is the Word of God?
Amen.
Are we in agreement that this is God?
Amen.
Amen, somebody. Read for me.
The same was in the beginning with God.
See, it still was in the beginning. Read.
All things were made by him, mm-hmm. and without him was not anything made.
Look at the hands that I have.
That's right.
Look at the ears that I got.
Amen.
Look at my feet. Amen. And all things were made by him. Amen. This is the same God that made the trees on the outside. Amen. This is the same God that made the fish in the sea. Amen. This is the same God that made the cows to moo and the cat to say meow and the dogs to bark. This is that same God. Amen. Oh, glory be to God. The same God that made the earth that we walk on is the same God that made these hands that I got. Oh, glory be to God. This is the same God. And it says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him, even the flowers out there. And without him, there was nothing made that was made. Read for me.
In him was life, and the life was the light.
How can we say that we got life if we don't have Christ?
That's right.
You may be existing on today, but if you don't have God on today, you don't have life. Amen. You might have a breath in your body. God reigns on the just and the unjust. That don't mean you're saved just because you have life.
Come on.
But if you got Jesus Christ, then you really got real life on today. Amen.
Right.
Glory be to God. Read for me.
And the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not.
The darkness do not comprehend the light, because it don't want to comprehend the light. The Bible says we are drawn away by our own lust.
That's right.
And enticed.
Yeah. The Bible also says, my people perish for lack of knowledge. But then there's a semicolon. I need help from an educator again. There's a semicolon there. Basically, kind of carrying on that train of thought. And it says, because my people reject knowledge, I reject them.
That's right.
Not that the knowledge is not there, but because I reject knowledge, then God will reject me. Jump down to the 10th verse. Still talking about God. 10th verse.
He was in the world,
mm-hmm.
and the world was made by him.
Yes.
And the world knew him not.
Wait a minute. We already established that this is the Word. We already established that this Word is God. But now it said he was in the world, and the world was made by him, but the world knew him not. Read for me.
He came into his own, and his own received him not.
Isn't it a sad thing when you go to different family members and they act like they don't know who you are? But it's not because you're a drug addict. It's not because you're a dope head. It's not because you're in and out of jail. But it's because you're living for Christ. Amen, somebody. Now, them same family members that you used to be able to hang with, now they avoid you. They don't want to answer your phone calls. They don't want to come by the house because they know that they have to act a little bit different in your house. Because you're not going to let anything go on in your house. Now when you go to their house, they don't really don't want you to come over. Because now they got to put away their alcohol. They can't do what they used to do because now you're there. And they feel like if they do something bad while you're there, then they'll get in trouble with God, which they will. But now they don't act like they don't know who I am. Read for me.
But what as verse? Many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name.
Wait a minute. I told you I'm trying to lay down a foundation. To many as believed on him, to them he gave power to become his sons and daughters. That believe on his name. Wait a minute, but what is his name? Read for me.
Which were born not of blood, nor the will of flesh, nor the will of man, but of God.
This came forth by God. Amen. Ain't nobody need, it's need for nobody trying to say that this is came forth by the will of man or of flesh or of blood. This came forth by God. And the 14th verse says what?
And the Word was made flesh.
Stop right there. For anybody that don't believe that Jesus Christ is the Word.
Come on now. Come on. It's right there.
Go ahead. I just said you don't need a great education to understand this. God will make it plain for us.
Yes, sir.
He said, and the Word was made flesh. Wait a minute. The Word?
That's right.
In the beginning, the Word was with God, and the Word was God, but now the Word is made flesh? Now, we can take some water and go put it in sand and make a lot of mud. I thought about this earlier. But then, if I let the mud dry up, it's still dirt. It may have took on a different form, but it's still dirt. God may have took on a different form, but he's still God.
That's right.
Amen, somebody. Read for me.
And we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth.
Hold on, stop right there. That's the end of that. Now let's go on to something else.
Scripture says, and the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. And we beheld his glory, the glory as the only begotten of the Father. That's how we looked on Jesus. This is God's Son. This is how we was able to look upon him. The Bible said no man had ever seen God at any time. But this is the way God allowed us to look upon him. This word was made flesh and dwelt among us. And if we believe on his name, we will have life. Now, even very familiar scriptures, Acts 2. I'm going to get ready to be out your way. Acts 2 and 32.
This Jesus hath God raised up, whereof we were all witnesses.
Stop right there. I'm a witness to what Jesus can do. Are you a witness? You got to say it for yourself. Are you a witness? I know how God has raised me up. And speaking of that, the brother was talking earlier before I came up. He was talking about all the ways that God can save, protect, and heal you. I was saying to myself when I woke up this morning, something in the scriptures, God or the devil, oh devil, you're a lie, that the devil didn't want to be said. Me and my wife went up to North Carolina this past week. On the way, we didn't get hit with a car. We didn't hit a car. Driving behind a truck. I know I'm going to say it. Got to listen to your wife. I started to proceed to get into the middle lane. Put my signal on like I should. My wife said, no, just stay right there. I didn't listen. So, that's right, brother. I got over into the middle lane. And just as I got over into the middle lane, the truck in front of us that was in the left lane hit, I guess, a 18-wheeler tire that was shredded up in the road. That split, or I could say it that way, split in the road. And when they hit that tire in front of us, the tire came into that middle lane. It seemed almost like a glob, and it happened so fast, I couldn't react. At the time, it seemed like it was headed toward for my windshield. But God blessed and lowered it, and it hit the hood and the grill of the car and the bumper, and it hit it so hard, and I didn't know it at the time. Heard a loud boom. Rolled over it. As I kept driving, though, wife, again, probably said you need to check that. This is a lesson on fathers. Listen to their wife, too. But I didn't do it at the time. But maybe an hour later of riding, driving, I noticed the hood was doing a lot more wobbling. So I decided to pull over. And when, you know, lo and behold, the grill was busted up. The hood was bent in. The fender was bent up, the condenser or whatever, compressor or whatever it was, had some dents on the inside of it. It did a number. But I thank God that it wasn't worse. Not about the car. Who cares about a car? A car can be replaced. But God bless that it didn't come through the window, amen. Because if it did that much damage to the hood of the car, just imagine what it would have did to the window. And I told my mother later, and she was saying, we got to thank God. Because that could have been a terrible accident, amen. That could have been a terrible thing, amen. last night, amen, after I got home, driving on the way back yesterday. That was early on Wednesday. On the way back through Atlanta, coming this way, or even in Atlanta, raining terribly hard, storming. It was bad. A few times I told the wife, I said, I can't see. I can't see. God protected us that he allowed us to make it home. Amen. But while we was going home, we did see other accidents. A big buildup and traffic buildup of accidents. I think a four-car crash or something like that. A big buildup. That could have been one of us. God blessed in that way. Amen. And then even last night, I said, I don't know what the devil don't want to be said for somebody. My chest started hurting. And some of you that maybe know anything about medical symptoms and things of that nature, then under my arm started hurting. If anybody you know about medical symptoms, you know that don't sound right. That sounds like maybe a heart attack is trying to come along. But I, you know, did what I was, you know, basically told to do as far as take an aspirin, or we've been told to do, take an aspirin and things of that nature. But what I also did, I started to call on the name of Jesus. I didn't know exactly what was going on, but I had to tell the devil at that time, you're a liar. I know that it's something that you're trying to hinder something from happening, amen. But devil, you're a liar, amen. Lord, you didn't bring me this far, amen. The tire didn't take me out, amen. It wasn't the storm that took me out, amen. But now you're going to try to let a heart attack come along, amen. But it wasn't the heart attack that could take me out, amen. Because I had somebody that was watching over me, amen. Oh, glory be to God. Oh, glory be to God. Sometimes the devil would choose all kind of tactics to take us out, amen. But we got to call on the name that's above every name, amen. Say that the name of Jesus, amen. Every knee shall bow, amen. And every tongue shall confess, amen. Oh, glory be to God, amen. It's that same name, amen. Oh, glory be to God. Oh, glory be to God. Started to feel a little happy just then, amen. But it's that same name, amen, that saved my soul, amen. I didn't have much of a father, amen. I had a seed donor, amen. Oh, glory be to God. But it's okay if I don't have a natural father, amen. I got a father that sits up high, amen, and looks down low, amen. Oh, glory be to God, amen. I tell you, it's good to have a good father, amen, but it's better to have a savior, amen. A savior, his name is Jesus, amen. One day I went down in the name of Jesus, amen, for the remission of my sins, amen. And I came up a different way, amen. Oh, glory be to God. Glory be to God. I didn't talk like I used to talk, amen. I didn't act like I used to act, amen. I ain't saying I was no bad man, but I was bad enough. Oh, glory be to God. And I was just right for hell. Glory be to God. But God saved me. He set me free, amen. He put my foot on a rock, amen. He turned my life around, amen. And I know if he did it for me, amen, he can do it for you too, amen. Oh, glory be to God. Ain't he good, amen? Come on, somebody, ain't he good, amen? Oh, glory be to God. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. I'm going to come on and try to read some more of these scriptures. Amen. I'm going to come down, but read for me, brother. 32nd verse says,
this Jesus hath God raised up, whereof we are all witnesses. Mm-hmm. Therefore, being by the right hand of God exalted, and having received of the Father the promise of the Holy Ghost,
yes,
he hath shed for this ye now see and hear.
Mm-hmm. Read.
For David is not ascended into the heavens, mm-hmm, but he saith himself, the Lord said unto my Lord, sit thou on my right hand until I make thy foes thy footstool.
Yes.
Therefore, let all the house of Israel know it surely that God hath hath made that same Jesus, whom ye have crucified, both Lord and Christ.
One thing about it, he made that same Jesus, who the people thought they was killing off, amen.
That's right.
And they thought if they bury him and put a big stone in front of the cave, amen, that was going to keep them sealed in, amen. But there's no power that can hold down the ultimate power, amen. Because the power that is limited, amen, it comes from a God that has unlimited power, amen. Oh, glory be to God. Read for me.
Now, when they heard this, they were pricked in their heart.
Sometimes we had to be pricked, amen. We had to understand that the way we were going was not pleasing in God's eyesight, amen. One day God had to prick our heart, amen, so that we can understand that I'm going not the right way, amen. I'm not serving God in the way that's pleasing to him, amen. And even for myself, I cannot make it into heaven if I'm not pleasing God, amen. Read for me.
And said unto Peter and to the rest of the apostles, men and brethren, what shall we do?
At one time, we had to be pricked in our hearts, amen. And we had to hear what the preacher had to say, amen. And I know if he was a good preacher, he had to say that you need to be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ, amen, for the remission of your sins, amen. I don't know who you are on today, amen, but if you haven't been baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of your sins, you need to be saved. Read for me.
Then Peter said unto them, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost.
What he said is, every one of you. It wasn't just the rich people. It wasn't just the poor people. It wasn't just the healthy people. It wasn't just the unhealthy people, but he said, every one of you, me too, but every one of you, be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ. Now we know the scripture also says be baptized in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. But what is their name? Baptized in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. What is his name?
Jesus.
Oh, don't act like you're scared to say it. What is his name?
Jesus.
Because you know when you get in enough trouble, you know how to call that name.
That's right.
When we really need a blessing from God, we know how to call on that name. Amen. When our family is in trouble, we know how to call on that name. Amen.
Right.
Glory be to God. We shouldn't just call on it when we're in trouble, but we should call on it even when we're telling the Lord, thank you. Amen. Read for me.
For the promise is unto you and to your children.
See, didn't I say earlier, it's a blessing to have a saved father. Because if that father is saved, then he can bless the whole house. The whole house can be blessed. And the promise is not just unto you, but it's unto your children.
That's right.
Read for me.
For the promise is unto you and to your children and to all that are far off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call.
Even, don't care, people in your neighborhood. They don't know it's a blessing having you in their neighborhood.
That's right.
Amen, somebody.
Come on, Brother Brown.
They don't know that it's a blessing that you pray for your neighborhood. You pray for your surroundings. And just by chance of your prayers, they get blessed too. I'm reminded of, I think it was Obed-Edom, though I got the right name, amen. When the Ark of the Covenant was in his house. The covenant wasn't even supposed to be in his house. It was given to him almost like, I don't want to mess with the word of God. But when the word of God resided in your house, the Bible said Obed-Edom's house was blessed. Just because the ark was in his house. I don't know who I'm talking to, but we need to get the word of God in our house. Amen.
Oh, glory be to God. In our house. And we don't just need to let it drive by, amen. We need to have a place in our house, amen. That just like the Shunammite woman, amen. She saw the man of God passing through, and he passed through enough that she prepared a place just for him. We need to prepare a place in our house, and not just the earthly house made with sticks and stones. We need to prepare a place in our heart, in our mind, for Jesus Christ and the Word of God. Read for me.
And with many other words did he testify and exhort, saying, Save yourselves from this untoward generation.
That's good enough right there. Save yourself. I love you, Brother Harold, but I cannot save you. You got to save yourself. I love you, Sister Faith, but I can't save you. You got to save yourself. I love you, Brother Wilson, but I can't save you. You got to save yourself. I got to save myself. It don't matter who don't like you. It don't matter that who don't want to be around you. I love my family just like you love yours. But I can't save my family. They got to save themselves. My family might love me, but they can't save me. I got to save myself. Because the Bible says that every man is going to have to stand before God. And we're going to have to give account for what we did in this body. Whether it be good or bad. We're going to have to give account. The scripture says, let every man, let me just read it. Let everybody be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, that's a good entry point to where you need to go. And even, and musician, you could come. Even when you take on the baptism in Jesus' name. That's not it. The race is not finished then. There still is a life that we got to live. I still got to live right even with the baptism in Jesus' name. I still got to live right even with the Holy Ghost. There still is a life that I have to live. My race is not finished. Paul, he talked about his race being finished. He's finished his course. But he said, now there's laid up a crown for me. We got to fight to receive that crown. We got to keep fighting. Just like the scripture or the Bible study a few weeks ago, we just got to keep fighting. I know that the devil don't want us to make that change. He don't want us to make the change for the better, but remember the devil, he's a liar. Don't believe in what he's saying. He's a liar. He's going to tell you that you can't make it. He's going to tell you all right with where you are right now. But I can tell you, per the word, the scriptures, God, Jesus Christ in the flesh, that unless we're abiding in that, we are not what we need to be. James, Brother Brown, unless you're abiding in this, you're not what you need to be. This is not for anybody to look upon anybody in a negative way. All got to make that choice for ourselves. Nobody shouldn't pressure me to be saved, and I shouldn't pressure anyone else to be saved. But we all got to make that decision for ourselves. We can see what's going on in the world right now. Now the Bible speaks about wars and rumors of wars. But we see wars going on right now. We see earthquakes going on in diverse places right now. We see things that we've never seen before happening right now. How much time do we have? It's good to have a good father. I'm glad for good fathers. But it's better to have a Savior. Someone that really cares about us. Fathers, we gave them reverence. And they just told us things about things on the earth. How much your Heavenly Father. Your Heavenly Father. Your Heavenly Father. Not only will He comfort you, He will save you. He will save you from your sins. He will save you from your sins. That's better than any gift that I can get naturally. He can swap by. Yes, Lord Jesus. Oh, thank you, Jesus. He can save you from your sins. Oh, thank you, dear Father. Jesus. The Bible said, the day you hear my voice, harden not your hearts. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Jesus. If you can, let's gather around. If you can. Musicians, I can keep playing. Amen. Go about the ocean. Pour down. Yes, Jesus, 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 Jesus. Father, Father, Father. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Oh, glory. Yeah, Father. Oh, glory. If we are saved, there's somebody that needs to be saved. Somebody we need to pray for. Dear Father.
Trust in God, my soul. I sought the Lord and he heard and he answered. I sought the Lord.